This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Silence period for March 5 House of Representative election comes into effect from 12 a.m. today. Political parties and candidates barred from election publicity. President Podel calls upcoming elections historic step towards social justice and development. Prime Minister Sushila Karki urges voters to cast vote confidently for political stability and prosperity. And Israel-Iran fighting intensifies with fresh strikes on Tehran and Beirut. Now the news in detail. The silence period for the March 5 election to the House of Representatives has come into effect from 12 a.m. today. According to Assistant Spokesperson at Election Commission Kul Bahadur GC, with the beginning of silence period, Election Commission has said the political parties and candidates would not be allowed to engage in election publicity. The political parties had been engaging in publicity, but it would cease after 12 a.m. as per Election Code of Conduct. The election publicity and silence period are also effective on social networking sites. Meanwhile, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial has said that security arrangements during the election silence period have been enhanced. On the eve of the start of this silence period, Minister Arial visited the Election Commission's office to discuss the thorough preparations for the House of Representatives elections. During the meeting, officiating Chief Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari noted that there would be rigorous monitoring to guarantee adherence to the code of conduct throughout the silence period. President Ramchandra Podel has expressed confidence that the upcoming House of Representatives elections will redefine the nation's journey to progress, social justice, development and prosperity to take them to a new high. In an address to the nation yesterday ahead of the general elections, President Podel said that it was a historic necessity to move forward towards new possibilities by safeguarding and promoting the recent achievements. The president expressed confidence that the upcoming polls will make the democratic exercise more credible and mature. Similarly, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has appealed to all voters to actively participate in the March 5 election so that the country would make headway to political stability and prosperity. In her address to the nation yesterday, Prime Minister Karki reminded the Nepalese to decide their and children's future through the voting, stressing that casting votes is not simply stamping on ballot papers and electing leaders, but a decisive moment to determine the individual and country's future. She has urged all voters to reach the nearby voting centers and cast ballots by brushing aside all other activities on coming Thursday. The Prime Minister also urged political parties, candidates and supporters to abide by election code and respect each other to make the election a dignified exercise. Expressing her concerns over deepening unrest in the Middle East region, she said the government is closely observing the latest developments there. Divas Shrestha of Borlang Thati at Bhimsen Thapa Rural Municipality 7 in Gorkha was killed in an attack by Iran in the United Arab Emirates UAE. According to the Nepali embassy in Abu Dhabi, the 29-year-old Shrestha died on Sunday. He was working as a security guard for a Middle East company and died while attempting to deactivate a drone at Zayed International Hospital in Abu Dhabi. The embassy said it will facilitate the repatriation of his body to Nepal. Meanwhile, in Gorkha, the family of Shrestha is in deep mourning. Shrestha, the only son of Cham Bahadur and Pavitra Shrestha, had been working in Dubai for 4 years after completing his studies. His parents had spoken to him over a video call just a day before his death, and later the family received official confirmation from the embassy of Nepal in the UAE on Monday. Two people have died in a truck accident in Ramechhap while transporting election materials and staff. According to Dr. Keshav Dhami, chief of Manthali Hospital in the district headquarters Manthali, one more person who had been brought to the hospital in critical condition died during the treatment, raising the death toll to two. The deceased has been identified as Dor Prasad Khimire. He was serving as the polling officer at the ward office building B polling center in Sanghutar in Ramechhap municipality too. Earlier, Assistant Sub-Inspector of Nepal Police R.P. Yadav died on the spot. The accident occurred yesterday afternoon when the truck carrying election materials and personnel fell from the Sirwari cliff near the ward office in Ramechhap municipality too. Three others managed to save their lives by jumping out of the vehicle. Police Inspector Rajan Prasad Timsina of the District Police Office Ramechhap said that two injured men and three women were airlifted to Kathmandu for treatment by a Nepal Army helicopter. A partial lunar eclipse will be visible across Nepal this evening on the full moon day of Phagun Sukla Purnima. According to the Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, the eclipse begins at 3:34 p.m. today. Although it starts earlier, it will be visible in Nepal after moonrise at 6:03 p.m. when the moon will already be under a penumbral partial eclipse. The eclipse will end at 7:02 p.m. making it visible for about 1 hour. Committee Chairperson Professor Sambhu Prasad Thakal said that while the eclipse is total at the moment of contact globally, it will appear partial from Nepal. The Nepal Astronomical Society has stated that no special equipment is required to observe the eclipse and can be viewed safely with the naked eye provided the sky remains clear. Astronomers explain that a lunar eclipse occurs when the Earth comes between the Sun and the Moon, causing Earth's shadow to fall on the Moon. The festival of Phagu Purnima, also known as Holi, is being observed across the Tarai districts today. The occasion begins with Holika Dahan, where people light bonfires and perform special puja rituals to mark the burning of Holika and the destruction of evil forces. People gather in groups to celebrate by smearing each other with colors. Meanwhile, it was observed with much fanfare in the hilly region, including the Kathmandu Valley, yesterday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ro Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ro Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Fighting between Israel and Iran has intensified with Israeli forces launching fresh strikes on Tehran and Beirut, including an attack on Iran's state broadcaster. According to Al Jazeera reports, the combined death toll in Iran and Lebanon has surpassed 600. The conflict escalated after the United States and Israel carried out major strikes on Iran on Saturday, reportedly killing Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Since then, Israel says it has continued targeting Iranian and Hezbollah positions, stating operations will continue until security threats are removed. Iran has responded with missile attack across Israel and across the Gulf. The conflict is also affecting the wider region. Iran has reportedly targeted energy infrastructure in the Gulf, causing global oil and gas prices to surge. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps has declared the Strait of Hormuz closed, warning vessels not to attempt passes through the vital shipping route. Diplomatic efforts to ease tensions have not yet produced results as military operations continue across the region. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast haze at a few places of the Tarai region today morning. Generally, cloudy conditions will prevail over the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi province, and partly cloudy conditions are expected over the hilly and mountainous regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The weather will remain mainly fair over the rest of the parts of the country. There is a possibility of light rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places of the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Silence period for March 5 House of Representative election comes into effect from 12 a.m. today. Political parties and candidates barred from election publicity. President Podel calls upcoming elections historic step towards social justice and development. Prime Minister Sushila Karki urges voters to cast vote confidently for political stability and prosperity. And Israel-Iran fighting intensifies with fresh strikes on Tehran and Beirut. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.